Today's Shir is Masechta Horei Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous Shir, we had been discussing if an individual acted based on Beis Din's incorrect psak, does he have to bring a regular karmachatas? Because the halacha of the Parahelm Davish Atzibur will not be applicable in such a situation. The question is, Will he have to bring a regular karmachatas or not? And we quoted in the Gemara two brises, what the halacha is. And both brises were learned anonymously without really telling us who holds what. And the Gemara said, Mamai de Kamaisa, why should we say that the first brise that says that he's potter from a karmachatas is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that we learned that our Mishnah says that when an individual acts based on Beis Din's psak, the halacha is that he's potter, which is opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But Sraisa, in the second Braisa, that says he's chayiv, a karmachatas under such situations, is following the opinion of the Rabbanon, asked the Gemara, Eime Ipcha, maybe we should just say the opposite, that the first Braisa that says he's potter is the opinion of the Chamim, and the second Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, Man Shamadlei, who is the Mandama throughout Shas, the Darish Meyuta Kai Gavni, that explains Psukim the way the first Braisa explained the Psukim. The Pasuk said, as we discussed, Im Nefesh Achas Takta B'Shkoga B'Asoysa, and we said that that Pasuk represents three mi'utim. Whose derech is it to learn that way? Rabbi Yehuda hi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says regarding the parasha where the Torah says the halacha bring a carbon oil up. The Torah says zois Torah sa oil hi al oil ha moikta al mizbeach kol alayla ad abayker. And again, the pasuk, the way the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda explains that pasuk, Ki erei ewu shlosh miotim. Zois, he, ha'oi lo, or identified as miotim. And from here we learn that a carbon oil that was brought at night, or a carbon oil that's blood was spilled on the ground before Zrika Saddam, or a carbon oil that's blood was taken out of the Azara, all of these are disqualifications of the carbon. So from here we see that Rabbi Yehuda learns this kind of a drasha. And therefore the first braisa that learned, as we said, im nefesh ach the tachs b'shkog b'asoysa, identifying it as three miyutim, must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. I saw that the Yerushalmi asks that, the Taisus asks in the name of the Yerushalmi, that there's a rule we learn often in Chas, eim mirach mirach l'rabbis. So here we have a series of miyutim in the same pasuk. If we have a series of miyutim in the same pasuk, why don't we say a mirach miyut l'rabbis? So the Tosfos answers that when do we say that that's the halacha, that when the first miyut is come to me mat, and then the second one obviously is not come to miyut, it's come to marba. But when the miyutim, and so they're in very different places, but when the miyutim are right next to each other, there everybody agrees that the miyutim are only here to be mat, and the miyutim are not here for the purpose of being marba. Says the Gemara Vibay Seima, another reason why we're explaining that the first braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and the second braisa follows the opinion of the Chachamim. The word braisa begins, Adayin Ani Omer, that's the way the braisa began, The braisa cannot be explained like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, the braisa says, Roiva kol shechatu, if most of Klai Sodin Aveira b'shoigig, based on Beis Din's incorrect psak, Beis Din mevim al yedeim par. So that's a reason for Beis Din to bring a par helm dovish atzibur. Says the Gemara v'yir Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to want to explain that braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but isn't it the opinion of Yehuda, asked the Gemara, the tzibur hu demaisi, that when a par helm davish or tzibur is in order, the tzibur is the one that donates the current par helm davish or tzibur, bezden loy. It's not the bezden that brings it. The tanan, as the Mishnah taught us, as the Mishnah will teach us, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, shiva shvatim, if seven shvatim of Klai Yisrael did this, fouled this incorrect psak, and they are the roiv of Klai Yisrael shechatu, that they did this avera, mivin sheva par, each shevet brings an own their own carbon, not the bezdin. So this brisa that says that it's going to, that starts with the halacha, that the bezdin brings the par, cannot be reflecting the opinion of Yehuda, who holds that it is the shvatim that bring the par. We previously learned that our Mishnah halacha of Shmuel, and now the Gemara tells us Rav Nachman Shmuel Zu, that our Mishnah that says that if an individual, as we've been discussing, does an avera based on Bezdin's erroneous psak, then he doesn't have to bring karm chattis, says the Gemara, that's the opinion divrei Rameya. Of Chum Aimrim, the Chum's opinion is Yachash Asubar Ras Bezdin, if an individual did something wrong based on Bezdin's incorrect psak, but it's a case where there won't be a parahelm davish or tzibur, then the halacha is that he does have to bring a karm chattis. Says the Gemara, Mayra Meir Rabbana, where do we find this machlaikus? Says more the Tanya, the Brisa says, Hiru, a Bezdin paskind to do a, that they should do an Avera that comes with a Chiv Karis, Vasu, and they did that Avera, Rameya, Poiter, Vacham Machaivim. What does this Asu mean? Asked the Gemara. Ma Asu, what is the meant when we learned the word Asu? Ilema, Bezdin, if it's talking about Bezdin did the Avera, Bezdin acted on their incorrect psak, and it's the Bryce is teaching us that Ramey says they don't have to bring a parham shtovitz tzibur. Then Chum say they do. Ask the Gemara, my tam the Rabbanan Mechayvi. Why would Rabbanan say under those circumstances that they have to bring a parham dovitz tzibur? For Tanya, have we not learned Yochel Hayr Bezdin, a Bezdin issued an incorrect psak regarding a lav sheyesh by Karis. Vasu Bezdin, and Bezdin themselves acted according to that psak. Yochli Yechayavim, we would think that they have to bring a Param Dovish Tzibur. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says regarding the Param Dovish Tzibur, Vim Kaldas Yisrael Yisrael Yeshgu, Venelim Dova Me'ena HaKol Vasu, Achs Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Shloi Yisun Vashemu, says the Gemara Masa, the Avera, for which the Parahelm Dovish HaTzibur is triggered, is Tali B'Kol. That's if the Kol did the Avera. V'asu, the V'asu is reflecting back on, the V'asu is reflecting back on the Kol, says the Gemara. Tali B'Kol, Hara is Tali B'Bezdin. So how could anybody suggest that just because Bezdin violated, everybody's going to have to bring, they're going to have to bring a carbon. Ella, says the Gemara, what is the case where Rameya and the Chacham are having a machlokes? Ella, Hayru Bezdin, Bezdin paskin by mistake to do a lav shesh bekaris, v'asu roiv kol, and most of the kol follow their psak. Rameya says that they don't have to bring the parham davish tzibur, the Chacham say you do have to bring the parham davish tzibur. But ask the Gemara, why would that be the case? My Talmud, Rameh Depaita, why would Rameh say that you don't have to bring a parah on Davish HaTzibur in such situations? El Lav, so the Gemara tries again. What is the case where Racham and Rameh are disputing? Where Hayr Bezdin, the Bezdin Paskin by mistake, to violate a Lav Sheesh Bekaris, Vasu Mirakol, and not the majority of Klai Yisrael, just the minority, foul dipsak. Ramey says that they don't have to bring a carbon chatos, and the Chum say that since it wasn't Roiv of Klai Yisrael who did this Avera, so the Parahelm Dovish HaTzibur is not in order, and since the Parahelm Dovish HaTzibur is not in order, they have to bring a carbon chatos. And this is the machloikis, what we've been discussing about Kamifgli, Mar Savar, Remeir's opinion is that Yochet Shas Baras Bezdin, if an individual did something wrong based on the Psak of Bezdin, Potter, so he doesn't have to bring a Karmachatis. It was not his fault that he did the Avera. He did the Avera because he was following what Bezdin said. Or Masover, whereas the opinion of the Chum are Yochet Shas Baras Bezdin, even though this Yochet followed the Psak of Bezdin, but he, since it's not a case where the Parhelm Dover Shatzibu will be brought, that's why he has to bring a regular Karmachatis. Says the Mara, no. Amra Papa, actually, the Kule Alma, everybody will agree that in a case for Yochet Shas Baras Bezdin, if a Yochet followed the Psak of Bezdin, Potter, he doesn't have to bring a Karmachatis. And the Tosfos HaRosh said that actually what the Gemara could have said is the other way around, that everybody will agree that if it was only a Yochid that acted on the Psak of Bezdin, that the Loch is, that everybody will agree that you chayiv a carbon chattis. The reason, says the Tosfos HaRosh, the Gemara chose to go in this direction, says the Tosfos HaRosh, because our Mishnah paskins that a Yochid Sha'asa P.R.O.S. Bezdin is potter from a carbon chattis. So that's why the Gemara wanted to follow that approach. Ella, the question that debating, that Ramey and the Chachama are debating, is a situation, Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. Can Bezdin, we need a Roiv, we keep on speaking about the Roiv, and the question is, does Bezdin have the ability to make up, to make, that we should now have a Roiv? That's the Machloik Smifkli, that's the Machloik Ramey Chachamim. Mar, the Chum's opinion is, Sava Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. Bezdin could combine with the rest of the tzibur to make it into a roiv. Well, Masover, whereas Ramey's opinion is that ain Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur, and therefore we don't have a situation. Rashi explains that the Machloikus is if Bezdin actually fouled the psak. In other words, the case is not where it's just, are we combining Bezdin because they issued the wrong psak and that's why they combine? Rashi says that's not the discussion of the Gemara. Rashi says that the discussion of the Gemara is where Bezdin not only issued this psak, but followed their psak, and now the question is, can they combine with the miyut? Says the Gemara, Vibay Seima, or another way of explaining the Machlok Shemei Chachamim, is Hayr Bezdin, if Bezdin issued an erroneous psak, Vasa Rubishakol and most of Klal Yisrael followed the psak, and the halacha is that the Bezdin has to bring the Parhelm Dovah Shetzibur, and the Chum hold, it's not just the Bezdin that has to bring a Parhelm Dovah Shetzibur, it's the people also have to bring a Parhelm Dovah Shetzibur. Or Man Chachamim, according to this, who is going to be the Chachamim that's being referred to here? It's the opinion of Rav Shimon. It reflects the opinion of Shimon. Damar of Shimon's opinion is Tziba Maisi, that in a case where there was erroneous psak from Bezdin, and most people followed that incorrect psak, and the question is who should bring the parallel Dom Shatzibur? Rav Shimon's opinion is that both the Bezdin and the Tzibur have to bring. Vibay Seima, another way of explaining, says the Gemara, the Machloikus of Ramei Chachamim, Shevet Shasa Baras Bezdin. If a Shevet Bezdin, the Bezdin of that Shevet gave this incorrect psak, what is going to be the halacha? Machachamim, and what's the opinion of Chamra Yehudi, the Tanya Shevet Sha'asu Barois Bezdinai, Oysa Shevet Chayiv, that in that case, that Shevet will have to bring a parallel Dovah Shetzibur, and the Rameya holds that no, the Din of parallel Dovah Shetzibur is only halacha that applies to all of Klal Yisrael. Vibay Seima, another approach to explain the machloikus of Ramey and the Chachamim, it could go in Shechotu, where based on Bezdin's incorrect psak, Shisha, six Shvatim, did follow this incorrect psak, even though it's only six Shvatim, however, Hein Rubi Shekol, they represent the majority of Klal Yisrael. Oy Shiva, or another example would be, where you have seven Shvatim, the majority of seven Shvatim follow this incorrect Psak, but even though they represent seven Shvatim, they don't represent Afapish and Arubish Akol, they don't represent Roiv of Klal Yisrael. In these cases, Ramei will say that not cases of Par Helm Dovash Atzibur, because Ramei says you have to have the majority of Klal Yisrael, both in Shvatim and in people. And the Chum hold that these examples that we just learned are good examples that you bring a Par Helm Dovash Atzibur. Masnison, that this opinion that we're using, that we're saying that the Chum say that you have, that this is an example where Par Helm Dovash Atzibur is brought, Mani, whose opinion does this reflect? It reflects the opinion of Shimon Elazahi, the Tanya of Shimon Elazah, Omer Mishmoy. Rav Shimon Elazar used to teach us in the name of Rameya, Chot Shviyot Shisha Ve'erubi Shekol, Oy Shiva Abish Erubi Shekol, the Loch is Chayovman, they have to bring the carbon chat, Param Dovish Chatas. Omer Avasi, or Bahira, when it comes to bring the Parham Dovish at Seber, Halach Achroiv Yosh Ve'et Yisrael. The only people that we take into consideration that are considered the Tzibur or are not considered the Tzibur are those that live in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'yashloim ha-beisahi es-achag v'kol Yisrael imoy kol godl mulvoy chamos adnach v'mitzrayim v'fnei Hashem alakeinu shivas yom v'shivas yom abo asayoyim. This speaks about the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk asks, the Gemara says, Michtik siv v'chol Yisrael imoy kol godl. So why does the Pasuk have to, that it was all of Klal Yisrael was a huge congregation. Ask the Gemara, Melavoy Hamas Adnach Mitzrayim Lamali, why was it necessary for the Pasuk to mention that as well? Shmamina, till teach from here, those people who live within the borders of Melavoy Hamas Adnach Mitzrayim, which is at Yisrael, he, who dek recall, are considered Klal Yisrael. Aval Hanach, those that live outside of Eretz Yisrael, lo yek recall, are not considered part of Klal Yisrael. And I saw the Davni Nezer in a tshuva, Ayrechaim Chelk Beis Simen Shin Yudalid, says in the name of the Maral, how do we understand this Gemara? So he says the way to understand this Gemara is that what connects us? What connects us is that Klal Yisrael, Arabim Zelazad, that we're all one responsible for the other. So suggests the Maral, then only in Eretz Yisrael, this connection of all of Klal Yisrael, which is represented by Klal Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh, is applicable. But in Chutz La'aretz, even though we're all members of Klal Yisrael, but that level of connection, that level of Klal Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh, is what is not there, and therefore they're not included when we speak about Kol Godel. Tosfos asked the question that this pasuk that we just learned by Shlomo Melech is a pasuk in Nach, and there's a rule that divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah ain't lemeidim. So we're trying to learn what the halacha is regarding a par helm dovish atzibur, which is a halacha that applies to the halacha daraisa, a par helm dovish atzibur. How could a pasuk in Navi teach us what the halacha is? So he says it's not to be understood. This pasuk is not to be taught as a limud. It's here to be taught as a gilui milsa. It's coming to teach us that when we need to understand what is the definition of a kol godel, we need to understand that the definition of a kol godel are people who are in Eretz Yisrael, not people who are outside of Eretz Yisrael. Pshita, says the Gemara, that merubim, if after Besdin issued this incorrect psak, and many people, the Roiv of Klal Yisrael, acted on that psak. Venus Matu, before they had the opportunity to bring the Par Helm Dovish at Seber, it's the amount of people who are left are not anymore, don't anymore represent the Roiv of Klal Yisrael. Pash Pshat, many people passed away. Says the Gemara, Hainu Plukta Rav Shimon Rabbanan. This is a subject where we had a machloikus, Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. We're going to have later in the Masechta on Daf Yud, a machlokes that we mentioned in our previous year, that if a Kohen Mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol does an Aveira, the halacha is he has to bring a special carbon, or if a Nasi does an Aveira, he has to bring a special carbon. What would be the halacha if they did the Aveira when they were not yet in that position? And they would, if they were not yet in that position and they did this Aveira, they would have to bring a regular Karban Chatas. But they did not have the opportunity to bring that Karban Chatas until they were appointed to this position. The Chum's opinion is that they bring a regular Karban Chatas as was their obligation when they did the Aveira. Rav Shimon's opinion is that if they become aware that they did the Aveira before they were appointed to this position, so then indeed they would bring a regular Karban Chatas. But if they only become aware of the Aveira that they've done after they were appointed to these positions, they don't have to bring any carbon. So here too, where most of Klal Yisrael did the Aveira, this Machloikas, says the Gemara, will be the exact same. The opinion of the Chum will be that you'll bring a Parah Dov Shetzibur, because that's what was the circumstance at the time of the Aveira. According to Rav Shimon, who says we don't follow the time when the Aveira was committed, we rather follow the time when they become aware of the Aveira. So if they become aware of the Aveira before the Nat arrive, then they'll bring a Parham Dovish Tzibur. But if they only become aware of the Aveira after they're no longer the Roiv, they won't bring a Parham Dovish Tzibur. But now ask the Gemara the other way around. Muatan, at the time that they did the Aveira based on the incorrect Psak of Bezdin, they represented a minority of Klai Yisrael, Venisrabu. And then they became the Roiv. Simple pshat, that many people who had not committed the Aveira passed away. And now we're at a situation where the amount of people who had done the Aveira do represent the Roiv of Klai Yisrael. My, what will be the halacha in such a situation? The Gemara elaborates. Ki pligi, mi pligi, do we say that this is also going to be a case where we have a machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan? There is Shimon Azubas Yediya. Rav Shimon says that we follow the time when they become aware of the Aveira. So then we're going to be chayiv, because when they became of the aware of the Aveira, then they would arrive. But Rabbanan look at the time when the Aveira was committed, they'll say Patri, because at the time when the Aveira was committed, they were not derived. Oloi, or the two machlokesin not connected. Mai, says the Gemara, Vitisbara, is there any way to connect this question to the machlokes of Rav Shimon the Rabbanan? Aim the Shamalei, Rav Shimon, this that we've been following the opinion of Shimon, the Ozel Afbas Yediyah, that says not only are you chai for when you did the Aveira, but even at the time you became aware of the Aveira, where does he say that? Hechadav Yediyah, where the person became aware of the Aveira, v'chato, and he also, the Aveira was committed b'chiyiv. That means that when he did the Aveira, he was chayiv. And then the halacha is between the time that he did the Aveira and time he became aware of the Aveira. The Rav Shimon's opinion is that he's chayiv according to what it is at the time he becomes aware of the Aveira. But what would be the halacha, Yediya, if he became aware of his Aveira? When he became Aveira, and the loy chata, when he becomes aware of the Aveira, there was no Chiv carbon. Mishamitle, would Reb Shimon hold that you would be bringing a carbon chattis afterwards? Im Kain, if that's the case, then we go back to the subject that we spoke about a few moments ago, the case of a Kohen Mashiach and Nasi who did an Aveira, Laisi Kahashta. They should have to bring a carbon according to what they are at the time they became aware of the Aveira. Why does Rav Shimon say they don't bring any carbon? Rav Shimon, obviously Rav Shimon's opinion is, we have to have that at the time the Aveira was done and at the time that he's aware of the Aveira, should all be the same. Because Shimon's opinion is that the carbon is connected both to the commitment, to the violation of the Aveira, and doing that, and becoming aware of the Aveira. And therefore, if those who did the Aveira based on Psak Bezdin, when they did the Aveira, they were the Miat, they were not the majority of Klal Yisrael. And even though afterwards they became the majority, or before they became aware of the Aveira, they won't have to bring a carbon, even according to Shimon. Because you can't make them bring a carbon for something that didn't have a chiyuv carbon at the time the Aveira was violated. And since at the time the Aveira was violated, they were not derived. If they were not derived, so the dinner param davish at Tzibur only applies when you have arrived. And they weren't arrived at that time. Ibailu. So now ask the Gemara the next question. Hayu Bezdin Shechelev Mutter. Bezdin Paskin, the Chelev is Mutter. Vasu Mirakol and the minority of Klal Yisrael followed that incorrect psak. V'chazer Bezdin Behen, and then Bezdin retracted. They recognized they made a mistake. Vasu Mir Acher, and then V'hayru, and then they again made a mistake regarding Chelev. Vasu Mir Acher, and now another minority of Klal Yisrael didn't eat Chelev based on their psak. Mahu, can these two situations combine? Well, and as the Karen Oira points out, that this discussion in the Gemara is only in according to the Manda Omer that Yochid, who's following the erroneous psak of Bezdin, we discussed in our shiur, in the previous shiur, doesn't bring a karmen chattas. If he would have to bring his own karmen chattas, so once it was a miyut, then they have to bring their own karmen chattas, so we have case closed, they have to bring a karmen chattas. We're saying that, we're going now according to the opinion that they won't have to bring a karmen chattas. And now the question is, can these situations combine? And the Gemara itself analyzes the question. Do we say, kim d'shtei yedis nanu, that since they were divided, first they gave this psak, retracted, gave another psak, and loymet starf, they can't combine. Adama kima de edi, both piske halacha were about chalif, they were about chalif, so that's enough that they should be mitstarf. Says the Gemara, vimtim tzloyme kima de edi chalif u mitstarf, since they're both situations that we have a psak of Bezdin. And they're both situations that the psak of Bezdin was given regarding chalif, that's why they could combine. What would be halacha mir b'chalif shagaba keva? There are different parts of chalif on the animal. So one was chalif that's on the stomach, or mir b'chalif mir keva on one part of the stomach, and one is a keva on another part of the stomach. Dakin, can they combine? Hacha says the Gemara vadi kivin the betray krasi. The two obligations of chalif come from two different psukim. So since they're totally two different psukim, they're two separate aveiros, and therefore lo mitstarf, they cannot combine. Adilma kivin de idi chalifu, both aveiros are about the aveira of chalif, mitstarf, they can combine. Vintim tzloima, continues the Gemara, and if we'll say, since shem chalifu, it's all about chalif, and that's why they can't combine, mitstarf, what will be the halacha, asked the Gemara, miit b'chalif or miit b'dam? The first psak was Bezdin Paskin, something erroneous regarding chalif. And then the second psak was regarding something regarding dam. And there's a machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? Does it mean that Bezdin became aware in between, or is it not referred situation? Here we don't have that Bezdin being aware. Because in the previous Gemaras, where there was all the same mistake, of course, the only room for a question is if there was Bezdin became aware in between. If Bezdin didn't become aware in between, of course it's mitzvah, of course it combines. Only in this case, where the two Averis are two different Averis. One is Chelev and one is Dam. So since the two Averis are two totally separate Averis, one is Chelev and one is Dam, that's why the Gemara's question is, maybe they combine. Mahu. And the Gemara explains its question. Hachavadi, here, the tray is Surininu. Since they're two different Averis, the Kivin, the Einim, Surim, and since they're not the same Aver, Lehmet Starf, they can't combine. I don't know, Kivin, the Kabonon, Shava, the same carbon is brought by Chelev and by Dam, whether if somebody did it b'shoyig, an individual, he brings a karmachatas. In the case that we've been discussing, there's a parham davish at Sibur, that's enough that mitzdarf, that they could be mitzdarf. Nintem tzloimer, and says the Gemara, indeed, kiven the kabon and shava, since the carbon for these two averis is the same, that's why mitzdarf, they can't combine. What would be the halacha? Miet b'chelev and miet b'averis kechavim. Mahu. That some ate chelev based on an incorrect psak of Beis Din, and some did avoid the Zara based on incorrect psak on the Zara. Hacha. So says the Gemara, if we think about this case, Vadai enis surin shava, one is regarding eating something not kosher, and one is regarding avoid the Zara. Ven karbonon, the halacha is the carbon is not the same. Because if somebody, Rachman al Tzlan, worship Avodah Zarah b'shayig, the halach is you bring a seira. If somebody eats non-kosher meat, he brings a kisba a seira. I don't know, kiven the idikarasu, since both of them carry the punishment when somebody, Rachman al Tzlan, does these averis, but neizah, these chayiv karas, that's enough that mitzdarf that they combine, and the Gemara says, the Gemara remains with a teiku. The Karen Ayra says that the halacha is that the by avodah zarah and by all other averis, the halacha is by avodah kechavim when Beis Din issues a wrong psak, besides bringing a par, they also bring a sawyer. So says the Karen Ayra, the dire discussion is only regarding what's similar. Where we have something that they have the same halacha, that's the question, can they combine? Regarding anything that they don't have the same, then there's no question that there's no question of combining them. For example, the carbon of chelev and the carbon of avodah zarah, chelev you bring a par l'chatas, avodah kechavim you mean a sar l'chatas and a par l'oila. So where there's nothing to combine, there is no question. Ibailahu. Says the Gemara, a new question. Hayre Beis Din shechelev mutter. Beis Din erroneously paskin that chelev mutter. Vasa mir akol. And the meat of that, of the Klai Yisrael, ate the chelev based on their psak. And then Meis Oysa Beis Din, and that Beis Din passed away. Vama Beis Din achar, now we have a different Beis Din that are in their place. V'chazru v'hayru, they incorrectly paskin that chelev is mutter, like the first Beis Din. Vosamid acher. And now, another minority of Klai Yisrael did ate based on the second Beis Din's incorrect psak. And the question here is, can they combine? So it says, I'll leave it to Mandam, according to the opinion of Rameya, that says that when we have a case where Roiv of Klai Yisrael did an aver based on Beis Din's psak, which is a case of Parhelm Dovish at Sibur. The Ramea's opinion is the Beis Din Maisi. Who brings the Parhelm Dovish at Sibur? So Ramea says it's the Beis Din that brings the Parhelm Dovish at Sibur. Loit the Boilach, there's no room for question. The Lesna, the first Beis Din is no longer here. If the first Beis Din is no longer here, they certainly cannot be the ones bringing the Parhelm Dovish at Sibur. El Kel the Boilach, where does the question come up? I leave it to man to amet tzibur maisi. So if it's the tzibur that brings, so they're still all here. Mai, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara analyzes the question. Tzibur hakoi, as we just said, the tzibur still exists, and therefore they could combine. Idilma, yediyah, dahu, Beis Din dahira, the becoming aware that Beis Din has to become aware that they made a mistake in order for the chiv or the parhelm davish at tzibur to kick in, be inon. and now that that Bezdin is not here, so it can't be a case of Paralim Dovash Tzibur, because a necessary requirement is that the Bezdin should become aware that they made a mistake. Here, that Bezdin can no longer become aware that they made a mistake if they're no longer here. Amar Rabbi Yonah Samer Shiyoshvul Hayrus. If you have 100 sitting down, and of course, all the Mefarshim discuss, we know, we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, that a Bezdin is 70, 71. How do we have a Bezdin of 100? So the best teretz that I saw is the teretz of the Sefer Shaar Yosef. And he says that when the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that a Bezdin has to have 70, 71 members, it's referring to a situation on a regular basis. That's how many members the Sanhedrin has. But under unique situations, we can add more. And this is one of those unique situations. Moreover, I saw from the Kilos Yaakov that even though the Gemara uses the words that we have 100 sitting on this Bezdin, it can't be 100. Because we also learned in Masechta Sanhedrin that Ein Bezdin Shokel. We can't have an even number members in a Bezdin. So it can't be 100. It must be 99 or 101. But again, Amar Yonasan Meish Yoshvul Hiris, if 100 people are sitting in Bezdin, Ein Chayovin Achiyar Kulin, the Halacha Param Dovah Shetzibah will not apply unless they all paskin. Shinemar, Vim Kol Das Yisrael Yishgu, Achi Yishgu, the word Kol teaches us Achi Yishgu Kulin, unless they all participated, Achi Tifshar Rav Kula, Bekol Das Yisrael, all the Dayanim have to participate. Omer Afuna Breda Vishir, Hochnam Mistabra, the Bechol Atar Kula, said the Gemara, all over, we know the rule is Kaimelon Rubikakulai, that a Roiv is equal to the, if we have a majority, it's like we have everybody. So why would it be necessary to say Kol Eida? Why did the Torah have to say Kol Eida? The Torah just should have said Eida. And Eida, even if it's just a majority, it's equivalent Rubikakulai. To teach us, Hoyel Vekach, why did the Torah add the word Kol? To teach us that filo heimeya, even if you have 100 dayanim, you have to have all of them. A majority is insufficient. Ask the Gemara Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Hari Bezdin, Bezdin made a mistake in their psak. And one of them knows, one of the dayanim knows that Bezdin made this incorrect psak. Or, as we explained previously, Talmud v'roi lo ra'a, or there's a Talmud knows that Bezdin made a mistake. For Holoch, and then that dayan who knows that Bezdin made a mistake. Vos al PM, and he followed what Bezdin said, that because he thought, as we explained in our previous year, that you have to follow what Bezdin says even when they're making a mistake. Bein she'osu v'osu imon, whether Bezdin also followed this psak, and he was just doing with them. Bein she'osu v'osu achrem, or Bezdin did what was done, and he did after what Bezdin did. Obein Shalai also, Bezdin didn't do it at all. For also, he himself did it. Hareza Chayiv, he has to bring a Karmachatis, Mnei Shalai Talib Bezdin. He can't blame Bezdin for his mistake. What do we see from here? Hi, this individual, this Talmud Chochem, who the Chayiv has to bring a Karmachatis. Ha Adam, anyone else would be Potter from bringing Karmachatis, because it would be a case of Parhelm Dovash Tzibur. But ask the Gemara Vamai, Haligma Ra. Obviously, one of the members of Bezdin, this member who was speaking about, did not agree. If this member did not agree, so we don't have everybody agreeing. And we don't have everybody agreeing. We're learning now that it's not a case of Parhelm Dovash Tzibur. So it doesn't make a difference if it's this Talmud Chacham or it's anyone else. Answers the Gemara, my skin, the Mishnah is referring to a situation. This person nodded his head as if he agrees with them. And that's enough to make it be concerned that they all agreed. Toshma, the Mishnah is going to teach us. Hire Bezdin. If somebody, Bezdin, again, issued a erroneous psak, and one of the members know that he made a mistake, and he tells them, Time atem, you're making a mistake. Harel of term. Then this is not a case of Paralim Dovash Tzibur. But what do we learn from that Mishnah? Tam da amalem, time atem. Because he explicitly said to them, you're making a mistake. That's why Peturim, there is no dinner param davish tzibur. Hashasim mishtik, if he was just silent, chayavin, then there would be a param davish tzibur. For gamalaya ra, and that's considered that if they all agreed. For mai, we've been learning in our sugya now that lai hayrakulot, that we need that they should all agree that it should be a situation of param davish tzibur. Amri, so they answer in the yeshiva, hachanami, it's referring to a situation where Hik and Roshai, he just nodded, and that's considered as if they all agreed. Ask the Gemara, Masar and Mashashya, we find some Chorabin Aseinu that Chazal followed the rule that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik taught us, that they taught us, Shayayimrim Ein Gozrin Gzeira LaTzibur, we don't make decrees on Klal Yisrael, Elam came Rebbe Tzibi Yechayim Lamaboy, unless the decrees that everybody could follow. Vomer of Adab Ba'aba Maikro, where do we learn this from? The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Musa to Klal Yisrael, B'meira to Ma'arim, you accept on yourself not to do certain things, V'ayisya to Kovim, and then you violate what you accepted upon yourself, Hagoy Kuloi. So we see that if Hagoy Kuloi, only if everybody accepted something, then it's considered a gzeira. For Hakadiksiv Hagoy Kula, even though the Pasuk uses the word Roy Kuloi, says the Gemara, it still doesn't mean that everybody in Klal Yisrael, it means Roiv Kukula Dama, to Yofta the Rabbi Yochanan, to Yofta. That means that even if Roiv Abezdin Paskin in a certain fashion, that will be enough to be considered a case of Paral Dovish Tzibur. But ask them when we go back to our original question. Elamai Koladas Yisrael. The Pasuk used the word Koladas Yisrael, the Rachman Rachmana. Why did Torah have to use the word Kol? Answers the Gemara Hakkamer. Iyikakulam, you don't have to have all of Bezdin agreeing, but all of Bezdin have to be there. That's when it's a hurrah. But if all of the members of Bezdin were not there, then the halacha is lo have a hurrah. And the way I sort of explains the Gemara, it's not, the Pasuk is not speaking about a case where we're speaking of a Bezdin of 71 Dayanim. Because the Be'er Sheva says in a case where we have 71 Dayanim, there is no question, he says, that unless you have the quorum of all the dayanim there, it's not considered a psak. What the Gemara here refers to is, as we started, where we had all 100 dayanim, that we have 100 dayanim, you don't have to have that they all agree. But even though you don't have to have that they all agree, you have to have that they're all there when they're deliberating. The Taz says that Rosh Hashanah, when we daven, by Malchius, we say Meloich al Kol Ha'olam Kulay. And the question, of course, is why do we say Kol Ha'olam Kulay? Why do we say the word Kol twice? He says because in our Gemara, we're learning that when the Pasuk says the word Kol, it means even Roiv. Since it means Roiv, so it would mean that Meloich al Kol Ha'olam would mean that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rule on most of the world. But that's not what we want. We want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should meloich akol ha'olam kuloi, not on roiv. We want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rule on everybody, kuloi, without exception. That's why we're careful in Rosh Hashanah, where it's so important that we be clear in our tefillah, we say meloich akol ha'olam kuloi. Says the Gemara, so we're learning here, a psak requires everybody. And therefore says Amar Bishua, Asara Shiyosh B'din, if we have 10 dayanim in a din Torah, toli mitzava kulam. And if they issue in Roni's psak, they all share in responsibility. Pshita, says the Gemara, of course, they all issue this psak, so they're all together responsible. Hakam, ashla, fila Talmud, b'fnei rabbi. Even if you have a Talmud sitting there, he's included in being responsible. Rav Huna kavanofel beidin. Rav Huna, when he went out to Bezdin, ma'isa sar tonai de beirav lekamei. He would bring with him 10 talmid chachamim. Keeched naktinen, that in case there was a wrong psak, it should be shiva mikshura. It's like when you have a beam and you break the beam, broken into small pieces. His goal here as well was that everybody should share in the responsibility. Rav Ashi Kav Maisa Trefs L'Kameit, when a piece of meat was brought to Rav Ashi to decide if it's kosher or not, Maisa Sar Tapchi would bring 10 butchers from the city of Masa Mechasya, who were people that were experts in these halachas, or Maisa Kamein, they would all sit together. Oma, Keiche Denamtian Shiva B'Kshur, again, if we're going to issue the wrong psak, we should all be held responsible together. Says the Mishnah Har Bezdin. The Bezdin issued a psak, and most of Klai Sol acted on that psak. Ben Shivir Kaparasan, the Chazar Behen, and then the Yad Vashton, then Bezdin realizes they made a mistake, the Chazar Behen, and they retract the incorrect psak. Ben Shivir Kaparasan, whether they already brought the power, Helm Davish Tzibur, Ubein Shloivi Kaparasan, and whether they did not bring it, for Holach. And there's an individual who does not know the Bezdin retracted from the Psak. Vasal Piyim, and he, just knowing the Bezdin issued this Psak, does acts according to that Psak. Rav Shimon Paita, Rav Shimon says he doesn't have to bring Karmachatis, because what he did was based on the Psak that he knew from Bezdin. Rav Lezal Masafik, there's a question that does he have to or not. And the halacha is that when somebody has a suffix, if he has to bring a carbon, he brings an Oshem Tali. Eze suffix, what does that mean? Yashla B'tech Beisai. If he's at home, when Bezdin retracted, and he doesn't know, Chayef, he has to bring an Oshem Tali, because we don't know how to view the situation. However, Holochum Dinos Yam, because if he was home, the way the Mefarshim explained, he could have, and I saw some Mefarshim suggest, not only he could have, he should have, before he does anything, check if that psak is still in place. But halachum dinas yam, but if he went overseas and he had no way of knowing what happened, then he's potter, because he had no way of knowing that Bezdin retracted. Amar Rav Akiva, moida ani b'zeh, shekar v'ptar min achayver. I agree that in such a situation where he went overseas, that he shouldn't be chayiv. Why is this any different? To which a Rekiva responds, Hayosh Bebeisoy, somebody's home, Efshaloy, he has the ability to find out a Bezdin retracted. But this person, Zeh, this person who traveled overseas, he had no way of knowing, we can't fault him. Says the Mishnah further, Hari Bezdin Lakas Kol Guf. A Bezdin incorrect psak is to eliminate a din in the Torah. Amru, for example, they said, ain't Nida B'Torah, there's no Halacha of Nida. Ain't Shabbos B'Torah, there's no Halacha of Shabbos in the Torah. Ain't Avodah Zarah B'Torah, there's no Halacha of Avodah Zarah in the Torah. Harei L'Paturim, that's not the case of Par Helm Dovish and Tzibur. However, Hayru L'Vatal Mitzvahs, or L'Kai Mitzvahs, they're not eradicating the entire Halacha. They're keeping it and eliminating it. Harei L'Chayavim, that's the case of Par Helm Dovish and Tzibur. Kate said, what does that mean? Amun yesh nid b'Torah. There is a din of nid in the Torah. However, avah habah shmeres yom k'neged yom. Midaraisa, a woman only becomes a zava if she saw a certain time of the month to 3 consecutive days. If she saw only 1 day or 2 days, the day after she can't have relations. She's tamei. Afterwards, she's okay. And they made the wrong psak that she can have relations, or they agreed, yes, Shabbos b'Torah, that there's an issa of Shabbos in the Torah, av amaytz m'shus ha'yachol shus rabin potter. Or they said, yes, the carrying is not osur on Shabbos. Yes, avaydus chum b'Torah. Av m'shtachv b'shoigig, av m'shtachv is somebody who worships avaydus zar by bowing down, potter. These are cases, harei l'chayovim. These are cases of parallel dovah, shetzibah, shenem v'nel and dovah me'ene akol, that says the Gemara dover, only part of the halacha was incorrectly paskened, v'loy kolaguf. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, my Tamad Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds that you don't bring an Ashram Tali, because he's completely off the hook. Hoyel B'Rishas Bezdin Rudasa, what he did was based on Bezdin's Psak. Ikad Amri, Amar Yudam Rav, Amar Rav Shimon, Kala Rosh Yotzbrei Tzibur, any incorrect Psak that the Rav Tzibur followed, Yochar Oysoy, even if the Bezdin retracted, but a Yochid is still following that incorrect Psak Potter. When Bezdin said that what they said, Ella Hafkin ben Shogig Lemezid. And this person did what he did based on Bezdin. So he deliberately did what he did. You can't make him bring a carbon when he did something deliberately. Meisve asked the Gemara, the Brice says, Param Davashat Sibur, that the Aloch is, Osir Avetz Kechavim, that again are brought in a case where Bezdin made a wrong psak regarding Avetz Zara. Betchila Goyven Aleim, they collect money from all of Klai Yisrael to bring these carbonus. Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda Omer, Betrumas Lishkan Aboim, we don't make a special collection. Amai, says the Gemara, why is the Alocha that if Bezdin, if a Yochid followed the psak of Bezdin, even after Bezdin retracted, the Aloch is, Kivin the Gavaluhu, since they're collecting money contribution from everybody for the Parham Dovah Shatzibah that's supposed to be brought, so Havalei Haida. So he obviously became aware of it when they collected money from him. So how could there ever be a case, asked the Gemara, where somebody wasn't aware of Bezdin's retraction? Ibai Seymah could go and Shigavastam. That when they collected money, they didn't tell people for what purpose they're collecting. The Bezdin issued this incorrect psak, and now they retracted. Vibay Sem Dolhavalei B'Masa, he wasn't in town when they collected the money. Vibay Sem Kidach Tanya, it's like a different Tana that holds a Tanya Ipcha, that this Tana explains, but Chila Goyvelan Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says they make a collection. Reb Shimon Matrimus Lishka Boyin. So according to Reb Shimon, there is no special collection. If according to Reb Shimon, there is no special collection, there is no way for this person to become aware of what happened. And since there's no way for this person to become aware of what happened, the case that we're learning in the Mishnah is very possible to happen.